Thank you, Madam Chairperson. We did not want to politicize an important meeting. However, we are forced to take the floor in order to respond to some statements made in this room today. On Saturday, 7th of October, thousands of terrorists entered Israel and massacred 1,200 innocent people, men, women, children. Entire families were executed, entire communities decimated. Hamas butchered our people, killed our babies, murdered our mothers. As we are marking the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, it is important to highlight that it is clear now that Hamas systematically uses sexual violence as a tool of war. Hamas has violated every code of human morality. Hamas does not care about Palestinians. Hamas has never cared about the Palestinians. They have used them as a pawn in their quest for Israel destruction. They have used them as human shields in their campaign of terror. You have to ask yourself, how can anyone support such viciousness? Yet, it seems many delegations in this room easily can. You have to remember where the leaders of Hamas cheered the massacre of our people. It was not from Gaza City, but from hotels in Doha. For years, delegations in this room have supported terrorism, have given Hamas free passage, protected them, funded them, aided them. We have no doubt that the Hamas cheer loud, the rumble of delight as Israel's war massacre was felt throughout our region. Israel, as any other nation, has the right and obligation to defend its citizens and to take all necessary measures to protect its population. We call on the international community to condemn the inhuman terrorist attack of Hamas, to demand Hamas immediately release of those held hostage, and to stand with Israel in its war against terror. We call on states to stop the instrumentalization of a war as a political tool and stop the spreading of misinformation. We call on states to stop offering sanctuary to murderous terrorists, not just Hamas, but other groups who have caused unimaginable suffering in our region and beyond. The world will forever remember those who stood by Hamas and supported terrorism while they slaughtered our people. I thank you, Madam Chairperson.